All right, so if you want to create a really profitable candy business, I'm going to give you the 10 steps to create a fudge business, and you can do it from home or a commercial kitchen, and you can sell locally or online, and I'm going to give you those 10 steps right now. All right, so let's hop into it. This is a video that I've been wanting to do for quite some time because I actually offer a couple of varieties of fudge through our online business. But it's actually a question that I've been asked about several times, but I had never gotten around to doing a really quick video. I'm going to give you the 10 steps, literally step by step, to get this up and running. And I'm going to go through them and explain to you exactly how you can do this. So fudge is, just really quick background, fudge is a very popular product. It is very simple to make, but the ingredients to make traditional fudge is actually very inexpensive. That's the key to the profitability of a fudge business being extremely profitable food business. So that's why I wanted to bring this up. Fudge, along with a couple of different types of cookies and some other candies that we make, they bring in really good margins, very good profit margins. So I wanted to share this with you. So step number one, the most important part to getting this started is, where are you going to make it? And here's the reason why it's so important. If you're doing this from home, you'd fall under the cottage food law. And in many states, you're allowed to do fudge. Every state is slightly different, but almost every state allows fudge to be produced. But if you make it from home, where you can sell it is actually quite limited because it's local. Okay. Now, I don't want to discourage you right off the bat because I say it's quite limited. The reason being is that, of course, being online and being in a commercial kitchen is different. And, of course, you have like the whole planet open to you when you're online. But there's a lot of local areas that you can do. You can do farmers markets. You can do music festivals, art festivals, fairs, sporting events. So there is quite a few local. But, of course, it just won't compare to being, let's say, like on Amazon or something. But if you're in a commercial kitchen, that's different. If you're in a commercial setting or a retail outlet and you wanted to do this, my goodness, I would definitely say you need to be online because it's hugely, hugely profitable being online. So where you got to figure out, where exactly do you want to start making this and where will you start making? That's number one. Step number two, you got to perfect your recipe. And I recommend you create as many potential flavors as you can. Now, you don't have to go crazy and create 100, 200 flavors, but maybe about a dozen or even half a dozen would be a good start. And believe it or not, creating a half a dozen or a dozen is very, very simple to do. You can find a lot of recipes online, even on Pinterest even, or All Recipes and such. You can get some fantastic recipes, and you can duplicate those recipes and create your own. Now, you might be thinking, well, can I legally do that? Can I take your recipes cannot be copyrighted, nor can they be protected as far as the recipes are concerned. Why? Because if I gave you a recipe right now for a fudge, and you took it, and you started to produce it, and you added a different nut or a different ingredient as far as a flavoring, or instead of a stick of butter, use half a stick of butter, that creates a totally different recipe. You've already manipulated and changed it, so it's not copying a recipe. So feel free to research recipes, find some flavors, and start. Okay. Number three, let's incorporate yourself. Please do yourself a favor from a legal standpoint. You need to incorporate your business. Don't do this as a hobby and start selling to the public and you have no insurance, you're not incorporated, you're just doing it as this thing on the side, and then someone gets sick. You will be liable for it, and it could cost you your house, it could cost you everything you own. So incorporate yourself and create a separate entity, not you, okay? Step number four, kind of rides the piggyback of step number three. Step number four, get food business insurance. I talk about this in my videos all the time. Insurance, insurance, insurance. You've got to protect yourself. It's very simple. You get yourself a food business policy. That insurance coverage is about, like I said before in some of my other videos, about $500, $600 a year. Well worth it, though. Well worth it. Step five, create a logo or a label. Create a logo label. If you're not artistic, that's fine. I'll put down in the description some links for some artists on Fiverr who can create logos for you. Check out those links. Get someone to create a logo for $30, $45. You're done. I've actually used Fiverr myself over a dozen times for different logos, and they are fantastic. Very simple. Don't think too much about it. Just get a logo created. Number six, packaging. Where are you going to get your packaging from, and how are you going to package it? Now, this is something you got to sit down and think about yourself. Are you just going to sell it by the pound? Are you going to sell it by bites or little bite-sized pieces, and you're going to be breaking them up, cutting them up, putting them in a box or container? Figuring out what type of packaging or container is very important, okay? So packaging is step 6. Step 7, where are you going to sell? Now, this goes back to, of course, step 1. Where you're going to sell would be dependent upon where you're going to produce. If you're going to do it locally, check out your fairs, your festivals, your different events in your city or your county, your state. If you have the ability to be in a commercial setting, that's even better, because you could be online from a commercially licensed facility and get yourself online and sell on Amazon, Etsy, eBay, everywhere you want to go, and even your own website. So where are you going to sell? That's your next step. Step 8, pricing. Now, I did pricing on step 8 because packaging, recipe, all of that's going to be coming into play when you figure out your pricing. So step 8 is, now that you've got your packaging, how much does it cost? How much do all your ingredients cost? How much does the individual unit that you're going to sell to a customer, how much does that cost? Okay? Very, very simple. Write it down, break up your recipe, break it into individual transactions, how much you're going to sell, and then you'll know the per product pricing. Okay? Step 9, how are you going to promote? This goes back to almost step 1 as well. If you're going to be local, well, then you're going to promote it by going to events, having a big banner, a big sign on your table, big tents, hand out brochures, tell them about your social media, you tell them about your different prices and your different coupons and different specials you got on your website, so they can then go to your website when they get home and they can get some for themselves. If you're online, you could promote it with Facebook ads. You could promote it with hashtags. You can be all over social media on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. That, if you're being online, that's going to be the method you're going to market and promote. Step 10. This is the last step. One of the most important, and please listen carefully to what I'm going to say, because a lot of home-based food business operators don't realize this. If you use your vehicle as a commercial auto vehicle and you're driving around town, you're using it to go to fairs and festivals and such, that is can be looked at as a potential tax deduction. You need to talk to your accountant about this, but bring it up. Now, that I say, what I'm about to say is that you need to find commercial auto insurance. Very important, because again, that auto policy that's for your business because you're using your vehicle for business purposes, that also is the potential for tax deduction because it's a business expense. So, finding the right car insurance or auto insurance policy for commercial insurance is something you really need to look into, okay? So you want to go to Google, type in commercial auto policy insurance or something like a commercial delivery insurance for your automobile, your car, and find out what you can get from those companies in regards to a commercial policy, okay? So those are the top 10 steps. I wanted to keep it short and sweet to the point, as I always do. I want to give you usable information. And that's it. If this was helpful, let me know. If you have questions about any of these steps, let me know down in the description or down in the comments, and I will get to it as soon as I can. All right? Fantastic. We'll see you guys on the next video. So if you're looking to start your own food business, check out these videos for more resources. Profitable food business ideas, how to start a food truck business, learn all about cottage food laws to create a home business for selling food, and how to start a catering business from home. These and many more small food business ideas are all at your fingertips when you subscribe to Marketing Food Online.